broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
Oh, I don't know about starting trouble. It's love of the game and love.
We are not going to back away from this issue. We are going to pursue it. Where
I was actually leaning over that trash can because I had just seen him and I was hyperventilating, and he came over to me.
I didn't pick it for her to look like she wasn't wearing underwear. The point of me choosing that one photo is.
Famous Phil Hendrick show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we'll go anywhere to find that, including through the looking glass. I wanted to print that story up, bud. You got it?
Yeah, I got it over here on Slovenia.
All right, thanks. We're going to look at the Slovenia story here. By the way, our website, philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com is where you go, and that's where you should be. That's where you should go and stay. Stay there until we give you the heads up. No, go over there and get a backstage pass is what I'm saying. And
give me the heads up.
Just don't play it back to me, man. Just go with it, okay?
Yeah, I got
to
play it back.
You know we're on the air, right?
Yeah.
So you did that on purpose, huh?
I couldn't help it.
Get out of here.
I didn't know about it.
Get out of here.
Man, that's crude.
Anyway, go to our website, Phil Hendrick Show. Tell him he can come back. PhilHendrickShow.com. That's PhilHendrickShow.com. And you can see live streaming video and listen to our live streaming audio, as well as download our shows each and every day and an endless archive. In fact, we are in the process of loading in 2001. Had so many people asking about it. We finally got it. It's on DAT tape. And we have to transfer it over to disk, and it's going to be in the archive, as well as a download from iTunes coming very, very soon. A lot of things and tons of improvements. And as I said yesterday on the show, we do things with our website that other radio shows, frankly, they give up, man, because it's just too much stuff. Some shows say, we're not going to load in all that stuff to our archive. It ain't even worth it. You know, nobody's going to listen to it. It's not that good. That's the difference between them and us. The stuff we got that's 10 years old is still great radio, so we can't get rid of it. We got to hold on to it. All right, I don't know if you saw this game. I didn't watch it. I saw the end of it, and it's the U.S.-Slovenia game. Now, if you're watching the game right now and you're listening to me, then you better turn this show off, because I ain't going to shut up about this. Turn off the show and go watch your game. This is no big deal, guys. I'm not going to be spending a whole hour on this, but I it occurred to me when I was doing the pre-show, our uncensored pre-show on the website, and I said to my listeners, I said, you know, I don't really care about soccer. I just don't, and I'm never really going to care about soccer, and I don't care whether anybody likes that or not. Maybe I will. It doesn't matter. It's a great sport. It's an international sport. People like it. It's what makes the world go round. I hope it makes people happy for many, many centuries to come. It's not anything that I dig. People have analyzed, you know, why. They say, well, if the field was smaller. No, we've had major indoor soccer. No. Well, maybe if you... No. The reason why we don't like soccer is the same reason why we don't trust Europe. It's the same reason why we don't really... It's why we're Americans, because we got away from all of that, right? We don't want any of that stuff. Well, don't you... We don't want to do that. It's very difficult. If you're born and raised in this country, you've got to get this into your head as soon as you can, because it's going to save you a lot of grief. There is, in the culture... I don't know how it happens. I don't know who passes it along. And maybe like a child's nursery rhyme. Do adults teach children nursery rhymes? No, they don't. I don't remember an adult ever teaching me London Bridges. It was another kid. And we find out now that children and children's games, these are passed down by children from one child to another. And it's been going on for 500, 600 years. And maybe that's how America is. This country is a country that's never going to be a player the way a lot of people want us to be in the international family of countries. It's never going to happen the way a lot of people would like it to happen. We're always going to be Americans. We're going to have our heads and our shoulders shoved above the fray. That's why we're here. That's why we were created. That's why we came into existence. You want us to be a different animal. People who want us to be holding hands with the world and admit to our horrible crimes and all of this other, this mental falderol. You're asking a banana to become an apple, man. You want a monkey to become a human, or maybe a Neanderthal to become a human. It's just never going to happen. America is different because that's how it was all put together. Well, what do you mean, Phil? It means we're never going to dig soccer because it ain't our thing. That's why we came over here. We were sick of it. 500 years ago, I got to get out of here, man. Oh, do I got to get out of here? I mean, there were ADD and ADHD people all over the world, and they're going, I got to get the hell out of this hole that I'm living in, man. There's got to be somewhere. But, and gradually the word leaked out. There's a place over there, and the people are cool. What do you mean? Well, I don't know. Well, where is it? You got to get over. It's a boat ride, man. It's a long damn boat ride. When you get there, they kick your ass. But once they kick your ass and you're okay, then you're in, right? Well, what about the slaves? That's a different thing. We'll get to that. So you go over there, and then the slaves get free, and they go, okay, let's go, man. Well, you're a slave. You don't really want to stay here, do you? Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, yeah, I do. Uh-huh. Oh, now, come on, man. No. No, we're all getting in this thing, because I don't want to go back and watch that soccer either. Abraham Lincoln talked to Frederick Douglass. He says, how about we colonize Africa? We recolonize Africa with American slaves. You can't do that. We can't do that, Mr. Bright. Why? Because we ain't going back. We're not watching soccer. No, 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 no. Oh, come on, Frederick. I'm not going back. I know I ain't an African anymore. Why is that? I ain't into that soccer. All you cats that think you're still tied to Mother Africa, you know, a lot of my black listeners, you think you're still sort of, you know, Afrocentric in some way. I don't know, man. You know, maybe you're like, you dig it on the culture there. Do you like soccer? No, you ain't African. You're American. You might as well.
Boy, are you telling me if... What about
if he ain't in soccer? He's not an African American or Afrocentric. Nothing. He's a freaking American, and he's just the way it is. And the same thing with this Irish American bullcrap and all of it. We don't like it because it ain't us. It's not who we are. It goes against the American sense that things need to be a little different. They need to be a little better. They need to be a little sharper. They need to be brighter. They need to hit harder. They need to hit less harder. They need to be not on a square field. They need to be on a round field or a rectangle field or a diamond-shaped field. And we're not just going to skate. We're going to bounce a ball. And not only are we going to bounce the ball, we want guys that are 18 feet high bouncing the ball. And then we're going to go through a hoop. And then we're going to go through a net. No, we're going to do things different around here. See? Americans just don't like soccer because we don't dig it. Because it reminds us of Europe. It reminds us of all those places we were. And we don't want to go back there. We don't want any part of it. But every 4 years, this thing called the World Cup happens, and every 4 years, I get invested in it. And why do I get invested in it? Because there's my team. It says USA, and of course, I got to watch. And every 4 years, I get my ass kicked with this dopey game. Something happens, you know, it's cool. We've had some great players. It's fine. I've seen some exciting plays, no question about it. But I you know, I get invested, and then I get it out of my system, and I go back to watching football and baseball and all the other stuff that I watch. And then here come 4 years later, it's World Cup time, and the world is meeting. Oh, great. Where are we meeting this year, man? Are we meeting in Durban, South Africa? It's whatever. When we meet in Barcelona, okay. So then I watch this stupid thing, and what do I see? I'll tell you what I see. Some screwball game. I don't understand this. And now they're pulling some stunt. There's a foul. I don't know what the hell that is. And the last guy that the U.S. beat, I remember that game against Colombia, that poor goaltender goes back home and gets shot because he accidentally hit the ball into his own net. He gets shot and killed. Who the hell wants to be a part of a sport like that? And some jackball said, I love this. Can we get rid of those vuvuzela horns? Ma'am, do you understand that...
I was going to say, the fans are crazy nuts.
Exactly. Do you understand that this is a sport where the fans burn the stadium down? You understand? Well, no, I don't. Well, we're not getting rid of any vuvuzelas. We'll get rid of you before we get rid of that. These are fans that burn the stadium down. Well, you listen to me? They burn the stadium down.
They'll burn it down, and then they, like...
Yeah, kick, and they kick the cops' ass, too.
They ain't kicking no cops' ass. That's where they draw the... They ain't going to kick a cop's... They may kick one cop's ass, but they... Those coppers will go in there, man, with those billy sticks. They wind up cracking so many heads open, the cops look like the Gestapo, and the hooligans get away with it, right? So anyway, this Slovenia game, you know, this is just another typical, stupid, silly-ass soccer game. We were down 2-0 to Slovenia. For those of you that don't know what Slovenia is, it's a country, it used to be a part of Yugoslavia. Now, Slovenia got out in front of us 2-0. It looked bad. And the goals they scored were not all that fantastic. The goaltender for the States in the first half looked like garbage. This guy, he had his feet just nailed to the freaking ground. They go up 2-0. Now we come back, I guess it was in the second half, and we got it back. We scored two goals, one of them phenomenal. I don't know what this kid's name is. But Landon Donovan, boy, this guy came up on the right side of the net, and he just angled it in. And this goaltender, the goaltender didn't try to stop it. He leaned back away from it. He was afraid to get his head hit with the – I never saw anything like it. The goaltender was afraid of the ball. We tie it up. Now we come back down with another scoring opportunity. We're in front of the net. It's 2-2, right? We're in front of the net. We got these Slovenians hanging all over our guy. I mean, hanging all over him, man. Like our guys are curtain rods, and they're just boom, just draped right over these guys. One of our guys finally gets loose, gets around this guy that's trying to mug him right in front of the ref, kicks the ball in, goal, U.S. ahead 3-2, right? No, of course not. No, you wouldn't. You don't think they're going to let us win it, do you? Of course not, because the referee said we fouled them. They were fouling at least four of our guys. Every single commentator I listened to, they quoted the South African broadcasters. They quoted the South African newspaper writers. The guy from Ireland, this guy that was on ESPN.
Well, the guys from Ireland, those are the best.
Yeah, what'd he say?
That guy said, yeah, that we got screwed, you know?
Yeah, it was the Irish guy?
Yeah, it was the Irish guy, bud. What do you think I just said?
Well, as long as it wasn't an American guy.
No, it was a real live soccer guy. It was an Irish guy.
Yeah. You don't want to hear an American or an Irish guy do it.
Yeah, okay. An Irish guy said it. He said, we got screwed. So here I go again. Another 4 years, another World Cup. Look at us now. I'm looking at the replay right now. It's 1-0. These fans have no idea what they're in for. Anybody watching this game right now and has not heard anything I've said? They have no idea the agony that they're in for. They have no idea that in about an hour, they're going to put a shoe through their television set. They have no idea. Say goodbye to their TV. They don't know. They don't know. I wish I could tell them, say goodbye to your television, because you're going to put your head through it. I wish I could call them and say, you know, I really shouldn't say this, but you're going to, you know, do you love your TV? I love it with all my heart. Yeah, you're going to kill it. You're going to kill. No, I could. Yes, you are. United States, second consecutive. So we looked horrible in the first half, but we came back. And it was fantastic, and the goals were great. And then we go ahead, and this ref, who didn't give any interviews, didn't explain, Landon Donovan said, I tried to talk to him. I don't know whether the man speaks English or not. So he didn't respond to me. I said, I tried to ask him about it, and he just didn't talk to me. And I'm guessing that the guy, even if he spoke English, wasn't going to talk to him. I think the guy knew he butchered it. Anyway, so that's your World Cup report.
The Irish guy don't agree with you, right?
Yes, the Irish guy agreed with me.
That's the thing, man. Only Irish guys.
You think the Irish guy's the only guy?
They're the only one to know about soccer and everything.
The Irish guy said, yes, America got screwed. All right, we're coming back here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Chris Norton joins us to talk about the Brazilian wax for men. Wait till you hear this. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and our Phil Henry Show web address is philhenryshow.com. And if you'd like to join us on Twitter, you can at twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. That is our staff maintained Twitter site, and my my personal Twitter site is Phil Henry Show. Excuse me, twitter.com/RealPhilHenry, and then we're on Facebook, facebook.com/PhilHenry. So those are some places that you can visit and have some fun talking to us or not, as the case may be. Ohio, and I've got David G. Hall is on what?
He's on line two, and I think it's a good idea.
So I'm to understand that you called him?
Yeah, he called me. Hold on for a minute, Phil. Don't jump him, okay? He called me, and I wanted to get your fans involved in this because I think this would be a lot of fun. This is World Cup time, as you know, Phil. And Bud said, and I think you should give it a shot, that when you make a particularly interesting point, or when you, you know, say something funny, then Bud would, and let me just, Bud, don't do it yet, okay? Bud, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you right now. You want me to do it?
No, don't do it. Hold on. Do it when I, you know, tell the joke, okay?
All right, Mr. Hall.
Do what?
Hold on. So, Phil, you know, this guy says to this other guy, How are your eight sons? And he says, they're fine. And the guy says, you know, if you had one more, you'd have a baseball team. And the guy says, well, how are your 17 daughters? He goes, well, they're fine, too. He said, well, if you had one more, you'd have... What are you doing?
That's great.
You idiot, I didn't even get the punchline out.
Is he supposed to be blowing a vuvuzela?
Let me do this. Why did you do that, Bud?
I thought you got to the point. You didn't want me to say that.
You didn't say. I wanted to get the punchline out.
Look, I've heard that joke. I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think you'd tell it on the air.
I know what the rules are. Don't worry about it. It's benign. Bud, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was great.
No, it wasn't great. Guy said to the other guy, how are your eight sons? Fine. Well, if you had one more, you'd have a baseball team, yeah. And then the other guy says to the other guy, how are your 17 daughters? Fine. If you had one more, you'd have a baseball
team. That's fantastic.
Bud, are you an idiot or something?
What?
He didn't finish telling the joke, man.
Yeah, he said you have eight daughters. Or I died, and he said you have eight sons, and you one more's baseball team. Ha 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 ha.
That ain't the joke, jackass, because there's one more part to it.
There's another part. God!
What's wrong?
I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack.
You want to take a drink or something?
Yeah. Now, Bud, wait for the punchline, will you?
All right.
Guy says to the guy...
How are your eight sons?
I'll do it. Guy says to the guy, how are your eight sons? Fine. If you had one more, you'd,
have a baseball team.
Yeah, all right, I gotta start all over again.
Oh, come on, will you, man? Don't tell the joke. I understand what you want me to do.
You do?
Yes.
But let me just do this anyway. Guy says to the guy, how are your eight sons? He says, they're fine. He says, well, great, if you had one more, you'd have a baseball team. How are your sons? What are you doing?
Is that it?
No, you idiot!
Bud, it's the daughters.
The daughters!
Well, don't go fairy on me. I'm just...
What did he say to me?
Nothing. Nothing.
Do the horn when I do the punchline! Guy says to the,
I'm waiting for the punchline.
Good. How are your eight sons? They're fine. One more, and you'd have a baseball team. But I want you at my office.
You mean right now?
Yeah, right now. Phil, I'm awfully sorry.
You guys there? You there?
No, I put the phone down.
You better get over to see him.
Yeah, all right.
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
Hey, he didn't hang the phone up.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, okay?
He didn't hang the phone up.
You better get down there and find out what happened, okay?
Yeah, I'll find out.
Get down on your knees. Coming up next, we got Doug Danger on great summer movies. We're also going to have... Get out of here with the vuvuzela. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Also, Chris Norton next hour. Chris Norton. We'll talk about the bikini wax.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
World-famous Bill Hendry Show.
And joining me in this segment is Doug Danger as we look at the top 25 summer-themed movies for kids to teens as published by ParentDish.com. Doug, it's a blog and AOL News reporting on this. And good evening to you.
Good evening, Phil. How are you doing?
Good. I was just talking soccer. Did you watch any of that?
No, I don't watch that. I'm like you. I don't watch that. I watch football. I watch baseball. I don't watch soccer. I there was a, I don't know whether or not that was a King of the Hill you did one time. They try to make it sound like gays go for soccer. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I don't really care what other gays go for. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't go for soccer. What was that King of the Hill you did?
Oh, that was a King of the Hill. I know what that was. That was a King of the Hill where Bobby... joined the school, the Breeze or something, right?
Oh, the Wind. That was it.
Yeah, the Wind. The Wind.
Right. And I, you know, and Hank Hill said, no, you don't want a soccer team. I want my son to play football, and football teams are called the Bears and the Wildcats, this kind of thing. So I agree. I think the perception is that the gays, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I don't really care what the perception of what a gay wants to do, but I wouldn't go to see soccer with your eyes, you know. So,
all right, I get the picture, you know, with my eyes.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, if for whatever reason I went blind and you donated your eyes after you died and I got your eyes and I could see, I still wouldn't go see a soccer game, even if you had willed me your eyes.
I get the picture, Doug. I understand.
But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and as a gay journalist, well, I want to tell you that. You understand what I'm saying, right?
That you wouldn't go see soccer?
No. You understand I'm gay.
Yeah, I understand you're gay.
And I wouldn't go see soccer with your eyes.
If I died and you were blind and you had my eyes put in your head.
That is correct, yes, sir.
I got it, man. I got it.
All right. Just ease back on one of the things, Phil, and you're a good friend of mine, but the reflexive homophobia, I think, is offensive to everybody. And
I don't think it's reflexive homophobia, man, to raise my voice a little bit. I already understand what you're saying, that you don't like soccer. It sounds to me like you don't like soccer more than I don't like soccer.
No, I'm the same as you. It's the equal dislike. You know what?
Well, then I have to tell you, I would go see soccer if you willed me your eyes.
Well, I wouldn't do that, though.
Let's say, thank you very much for that, Doug, you know.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm going to tell you the truth.
All right, okay, but let's just say in an alternate universe, you willed me your eyes, and I had them put into my head after I went blind, I would go see soccer.
What?
I don't know. I guess, I wouldn't turn it off the TV. Let me put it that way.
Because I wouldn't will you my eyes. I'd will you my eyes only if you didn't watch soccer with them. That would be the...
All right, I get it. Can we go to the movies, all right?
No, but as a gay man and a gay... I'm gay, right, Bill?
Yes, I know you're gay. And obviously the terms with which you would will me your eyeballs would be different from the terms that I would will you my eyes.
Why'd you call my eyes eyeballs and you call yours eyes?
My eyeballs too, all right?
Because that's suspicious. You've sexualized my eyes because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know, Phil? Phil?
Yes, all right. I'm looking at these movies. Can we do these?
Get a load of you blowing me off, man.
I got to get to the movies, Doug, because we've only got a limited amount of time. What I understand is that you would not want me to watch soccer if you willed me your eyes after you died and I could see again.
That is correct, yes. So you'd never, ever have to watch soccer with my eyes.
Okay. And if you had my eyes, you wouldn't watch it either.
That is correct.
All right. Well, then I guess we're okay.
All right, so looking at this list here, these are the top, I don't know what it is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, I'm not going to make it all the way through this because the list is a long list,
and for a list of films that Parent Dish is recommending for kids and teens. It is a particularly ghoulish offering. One, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have to be honest, one that not only is ghoulish, but boring to the point of almost inducing a coma. And I'm gay. And looking at these movies, you're going to know that I'm going to tell you that ParentDish.com has almost committed a felony by recommending these movies.
And boy, I'll be interested to know your reasoning for this.
Well, I'll tell you, let's start at number 25, Rookie of the Year, a 12-year-old who can throw a pitch at more than 100 miles per hour, joins the Chicago Cubs. Memorable line, pitcher's got a big butt, rated PG. Now, that is a movie that someone actually greenlit called Rookie of the Year, and the only line they can pull from that movie that's memorable is, pitcher's got a big butt. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. When I review films, I'm used to reviewing films that I don't like that have better writing than that. But this is a movie that's been recommended as viewing this summer. I think this is a crime. I think anybody that goes to see Rookie of the Year based upon the idea that the pitcher has a big butt is a pervert because they're obviously an adult that wants to go look at a kid's ass.
You know, Doug.
No, give me this. You know, Doug. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know, man. It sounds like a very juvenile thing to say. And perhaps it gained the notoriety that it did is because it's such a typically childlike thing, a kid thing to say to another kid.
No, that's going to attract every weird ass out there. And I, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I don't lie. Next movie up, number 24, Surf's Up. Teenage penguins on surfboards? Sounds like summer fun to us. Memorable line. This is what it's all about. What could be better than this? Rated PG. I mean, it just gets worse. It doesn't get better. As you go from 24 to number 1, you think it would get better. But this is it goes from 25 all the way to number 1, and the horror of this list doesn't abate. Now, at the very end of the film Apocalypse Now, as in the end of the book Heart of Darkness that Apocalypse Now was based upon, Colonel Kurtz, as he is dying, is heard to whisper the words, "The horror, the horror." And I think that either he was whispering those words after being macheted up by Martin Sheen, or he'd just seen this list. God. Funny, huh?
Yeah, man. That was very funny.
I'm a gay man and a gay...
I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist. You don't lie. So this list is the horror, the horror.
That's exact. No, it was more like this. The horror.
For this list. Okay, what's next?
Number 23, Troop Beverly Hills, an abortion.
You got to tell me more about it than that, Doug.
No, I'm not going to. It's an abortion. Number 6, Back to the Beach. That's a miscarriage into a sheet.
Oh, come on, man. Now, that is not... That's not only are you not reviewing the movie, now you're getting gross.
Now you're getting gross. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm reviewing these films the way I want to review them.
I'm not going to have you come on here and review them like that. I'll hang up on you. Do you understand?
Like what?
A miscarriage into a sheet.
It is. Would I lie to you? I wouldn't crap you, man. You're my favorite turd.
Isn't that funny?
Well, you know, you bring me on your program. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I know, and I'm going to get all the honesty that I need from Doug Danger because he's a gay man and a gay journalist. And the movie that you just described, Troop Beverly Hills, as an abortion, that was bad enough. Then you get to Back to the Beach, and that's another horrific.
You done? Are you done being the self-righteous talk show host? Should I call you Phil Beck?
Okay, that's dirty pool.
No. Mr. Beck, can we...
That's not fair. I'm not being that...
No, please. Glenn Hendry. The Glenn Hendry show will continue after he gets done, giving himself oral sex. You want that?
No, I don't.
Then why don't you loosen up? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
What's number 5?
Number 5 on the list. How did we get to number 5?
You did it, man. You went from 25 to 6.
You know what? I realized we're out of time, so I just thought I'd jump a few. Number 5, National Lampoon's Vacation.
This is Chevy Chase, a.k.a. Clark Griswold, takes the family on a summer road trip to Wally World, but things don't quite turn out the way he'd hoped. This movie should probably be reserved for older teens. Memorable line, this is no longer a vacation, it's a quest. It's a quest for fun. Rated R. That's why they recommend it for teens. I really want to say that I like this movie because Chevy Chase is in it, and then I realized I don't like Chevy Chase, and I was happy when he went off of Saturday Night Live, and I think I've been happy ever since because Bill Murray has added so much more. So this movie as well is no good. We call it a crabby Appleton, rotten to the core. I give it four gay thumbs. Well, I give it one gay thumb up for Chevy Chase, three gay thumbs down. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and that's, you know, I call him as I see him. Number four, The Parent Trap. First, Haley Mills, you're not saying anything.
What? Let me ask you a question. What is one gay thumb up and three?
I think I explained that.
Because of Chevy Chase?
Yeah.
Who you didn't like, and you're glad he's off of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, but I still know who he is.
So for that, the movie rates one gay thumb up.
That's correct. Now, is that what you interrupted me for?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Number four, The Parent Trap. First, Haley Mills, then Lindsay Lohan. When she was still innocent, play identical twins separated at birth who meet at a, well, one's from 1961 and one's from 1998. You know what? This movie, I hated this movie because it was like catnip for perverts. And so I hate it. I despise it. And if you want your child molested, go ahead and take him to it.
What you want me to hang up on you, don't you? You know what?
What do you? I'm a gay man.
Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm hanging up on him. There.
Uh-oh.
Don't give me that uh-oh, bud.
You don't hang up on Doug Dangler. I mean, Doug Danger.
Well, I just did, didn't I? That's the last time I'm going to listen to that guy do his colorful reviews. If you want your kid molested, take him to Parent Trap. And let's see what else. Oh, yeah, Back to the Beach, A Miscarriage on a Sheet, and Troop Beverly Hills, An Abortion, and Rookie of the Year, A Crime. Oh, A Crime Against Humanity, I think he called it.
Well, I mean, that he's a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, that's right. You got that right, bud. He is. 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Chris Norton on the bikini wax for men. Some guy almost lost one, if you know what I mean. Getting a bikini wax in New York, we'll tell you about it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to our program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We have Chris Norton coming up. Chris Norton is going to be joining us coming up at the top of the hour to talk about this intimate waxing. And I just happened to glance at this story, and I got a little caught up in it because it was this dude that was getting a Brazilian wax for dudes. You know, for charity. I mean, this guy was doing it, you know, to help people out. James Broderick and Doug Lawrence. Oh, he played Doug Lawrence in Family. Because we were just talking about Lance. I don't know. This is a whole different thing. We got people who are weighing in on the best movie. Anyway, I forgot what I was talking about. 877-877-876-PHIL. I got a phone call here on the bad call in the Slovenia game. Lupe in Alvin, Texas. Lupe, go ahead.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah. I was calling. I saw that play when the ref made that call, and I was I was thinking, you know, since the U.S. doesn't take that as seriously, like repercussions, do you think if it would have been another country, that ref might have been in trouble, like maybe somebody tried to kill him or something?
Probably. I mean, you've seen weird stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen weird stuff. But you know what? I think I have a friend. He used to be a professional player in Portugal, and he got me involved in that. And I watch the games, and off and on, they're okay. You know, they're kind of interesting when it gets down to playoff time. But the thing is, that's the only sport that those countries have. If you think about it, we have, you know, we get more involved with football, basketball, hockey.
Well, I agree. I mean, baseball, I agree with you.
Know,
I, Yeah, but I mean, I think it goes back to this thing that I was talking about, man. Why are we? Why did this country get created? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why did people come here, man? There was a whole bunch of people that were not satisfied with that. They wanted something else. And those countries are happy just to have soccer.
Yeah.
Americans, for whatever reason, we're different. We need something else. And I don't think that soccer's a bad sport. I think I got to tell you, I look at it the way I look at something really beautiful that I'm never going to be able to own or understand. You know, I get how everybody really digs it. But I'm never going to be vested in that game because
I need something more.
You know,
me neither. I'm just saying, that's why they do all those violent things because that's all they have.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's it's like a national. Have. It's like their national pride. And the other thing, which was funny, I thought that one woman. There were people here in the States. It had to be from the States. Can you get them to stop blowing the vuvuzela? And it's like, you know, we said, these people will burn that stadium down, man, if you tell them they can't blow their stupid horns. So don't even.
But I guess if you try to compare that to something else, I'm not trying to take their side or nothing, but if you compare it to something else, like when they had the wave over here, I mean, you know, hey, all right, stop that already. It's kind of silly, you know, but, you know.
No, but what I'm saying is we are different.
Yeah.
Now, some people may say we're worse. Some people may say we're better. We can have that discussion. But we are a different kind of people, so we don't riot necessarily after every game. Although last night, being Americans, of course, we riot after our team wins. You know, whatever that means.
Right. Right.
So, all right, brother. I appreciate your call, Lupe.
Okay.
Take care. 877-876 Phil. We're not. We're just not like the rest of the world. You know, this is not an opinion, guys. I mean, this is a fact. You have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to recognize there's a fundamental difference between being American and being other people. And it's not to say, you know, some people say, oh, you're just, I'm telling you, man. I mean, you know, if you want to explain some things in this world, then look for the answers. Don't pretend like you're looking for the answers. Don't pretend like you want the answer, but really what you want is just the answer that makes you feel good, or the answer that is the right answer, or the answer you'll be able to put on a placard and carry around in front of a city hall someplace, or the answer that you'll be able to take back to the meeting of the, quote, Tea Party / Daily Coast, whatever the hell. Whatever, you find the answer and it goes against your Tea Party or your Daily Coast leanings, then what do? I've heard people say the following thing. I don't care if it's wrong. I still agree with the way, really, because the sense of family and belonging to a political movement and being able to sit down and talk to people who say really cool stuff is better than embracing an idea that is the truthful one and not something stupid. The truthful viewpoint is America is different and we like different stuff and you're never going to be able to change it. And you're never going to be able to say, that's wrong and you shouldn't be that way, because Americans dig their heels in when you do that to them. When you say to them, become more a part of the world community and hold hands and everybody rubs each other's ass, Americans say, no, that's not what we do. We don't do that. Well, what do you mean you don't do? We lead the way, man. We're not holding hands with anybody. We're leading the way here. Well, why? Because you're better? Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. I mean, I'm sorry. Oh, my God, how xenophobic and chauvinistic and all these words, you know. No, it's not xenophobic. Xenophobia is entirely different. It's based upon an irrational view that an outsider is essentially evil. We don't believe that. Take a look at the fabric of the country. It's immigrant-based and immigrant-fed, so we don't believe that outsiders are bad. We believe that outside cultures that are not like ours, we just happen to think are inferior. And when we say that, we can prove it. See? We can prove it. Well, how do you prove it? Well, all right, I'll give you an example. We brought up the issue of race. As bad as it is in America with race relations and race, as bad as it is, and it's bad at times. It's so bad, it makes me want to vomit. It's so bad, it makes me want to kill somebody. That's how bad it is sometimes, because the stupidity around the topic of race in America can sometimes become record-breaking. However, having said that, it's better than anywhere else in the world. First of all, how many other countries have faced the question and have faced the challenge of different races living together in the same society? How many countries have actually done that? How about none? Well, I mean, France. Don't give me this France. France. France, you know, we're talking about a colonial empire going on its ass and first and second generation African people coming into France. And France has no tradition whatsoever, whatsoever of assimilation. Same thing with the British, God bless them. Same thing with the Germans, God bless them. Only America. In America, we have the tradition based on law. You want to come live here? You live here and abide by the laws, brother? It's a beautiful thing.
Well, what about the slaves? What about the African Americans?
Same thing, man. Tougher one to get our heads around, but like I said, where else are they doing it better? And the answer to that is, today, as it will be tomorrow, nowhere. 877-876-PHIL. Chris Norton next, and we're going to get even heavier. He's going to be talking about shaving his testicles. I'm sorry, but that's, well, not it's a wax.
Oh, man.
We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.